Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And Grand Rising, we are here live at the Rainbow Push Coalition, where Rainbow Push is having a special presentation. And we are so excited because we have an opportunity to find out about a curriculum. And this curriculum is going to be shared so that people have an opportunity and we will have an opportunity to talk to some of those who are involved with this curriculum. I'd like to keep it. You can join me on Facebook Live and YouTube on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show as we talk to those who are involved with this curriculum. It is exciting to be a part of a solution to the educational crisis that we face. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to meet some of those that are involved and to definitely find out how we can go about adding this curriculum to our process of educating our children. This program today, sponsored by Rainbow Push, Push Excel program, and the program for virtual learning gives us the power to create our own learning system. And we're going to share with you the presentation that most definitely could inspire those who have been thinking that they need to depend on the public school system to solve their problems. Depend on the public school system with means whereby our children can be educated. So, right now, we're about to hear a presentation, and we'll be sharing it with you on Facebook Live. So that we are able to share with you the process of educating our children, and we are able to take back our power to educate our children. This is something that we have always had the power to do, and we have always had the power to teach. So the important thing is for us to not only teach, but learn. Learn what it is that our children need to know so that we can be more empowered and we can be more proactive in the process of educating our children. So we are looking forward to this presentation and looking forward to the process of sharing what has been developed so that we can stop feeling disempowered and can stop feeling as if we don't have the capacity to educate our own children. This is one thing that we hope to instill today, the power that we have always had to educate our children and the many things that are already being done around the nation. So we look forward to this sample being given at the Rainbow Push Coalition. And we're going to talk to some of the organizers for this program, this luncheon that is giving us back the ability to make sure that our children get what they need and that our children are prepared for the 21st century and beyond. I'm Naima Keith. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, sitting in for Success Strategies with Jana here at the Rainbow Push Coalition. And this is an opportunity to learn, to recognize that we have, in fact, created systems of educating our young people that make sense and that will make a difference. We're educating our young people on the way that they can prepare themselves for the 21st century, ways that they can prepare themselves for the future, the technology that is going to be a part of their future, technology that is part of our today. So we certainly understand that if our schools are not providing what is needed, then that responsibility falls on us. And that responsibility.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to take a lesson of presentation, I need you to sit at one of the tables, the chair, so that you can be comfortable in case you need a little one. Okay?
And so we will be in just a few minutes. In just a few minutes, we will be watching a presentation here at Rainbow Church. And we intend to share with you ideas on how we can experience this program yourself. Let's push for excellence. Present the curriculum. And we want you to call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready. Speak, and we will give you a chance to speak to those who are taking charge and making a difference. Taking charge of our education and taking charge of our future. Here at the Rainbow Push Coalition, we have seen many who are longtime educators, and we'll get a chance to certainly ask those who are part of this process what it takes for our children to excel and to be prepared for what the future holds for them. And we are excited. And if you're joining us live on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, you will get a chance to see some of what is in the making for our future, especially because our children need to create a different world than what they have inherited. And they need the tools to do so. And we need to provide those tools so that our children are aptly prepared for tomorrow's world. And so we want you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1. Because we are on air here at the Rainbow Push Coalition, and we are excited to be part of this presentation and bringing this to you. And we're also excited that we have seen people take charge, and we've seen people present a solution. How long have we been complaining about what is not done as opposed to doing? And how long have we been upset that we have not seen change in our public school system? How long have we been upset that our children are ill-prepared and not able to compete on a global scale simply because their schools don't offer technological assistance, their schools don't offer the latest equipment, their schools are even balking at teaching some basics as to what happened in history? So how upset have we been that our children are not being tended to and not receiving what is due to them? So we are so excited that today we have a chance to make a difference. know what, I might take the star first. So, yes, we heard a wonderful choir here from Sweden. They come and perform, and they give Rainbow Push that international flair with their beautiful gospel music. You may get an opportunity to speak to some of them as well. And if you are listening online and enjoying this conversation, just give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we will gladly take your call, and we will certainly hear what you have to say so that you, oh yeah, okay, so that you are able to share your thoughts with our global audience. I'm Nyla Lateef. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And as always, on our Saturdays, we bring you a worldview. Sitting in for our Saturday host, Jana. She, of course, had to take care of some personal matters. Definitely health and well-being. So in her place, we are indeed presenting a global solution, education, and push for excellence here at 930 East 50th Street. Is hosting this very special presentation on the curriculum that is a part of our future and educating our young people. So we are excited to be a part of that process. And we're going to talk to a few people who are here and give them a chance to talk a bit about why this is important for our students. Why is this important? Why is this important for our future? Why is this important for parents to take charge? Why is it important for parents to be responsible for the education of their children? And to know what their children are learning, and to participate in the process, and to become more technologically advanced, and to be able to guide their young people. We are preparing leaders and workers to bring about a positive change for our people. And we are stressing the development of our minds, bodies, souls, and consciousness. And for any of those who have been a part of the Betty Shabazz International Charter School, that is part of their morning pledge, their daily morning pledge, which they reminded students of their purpose. And so we want to make sure that we remind students of their purpose. We want to make sure that we remind students of who they are and why they're here. And so we want to encourage you, if you have school-age children, I want you to listen in and call in 515-605-9325 and press 1. We want your questions and comments as we are live here on Facebook and YouTube on the Female Solution. Here live at Rainbow Push Coalition, where a wonderful presentation is about to take place. And we're going to get a chance to talk to some of the presenters, and certainly we want you to be a part of that process, because we are changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are global transformers. And as such, we take responsibility for how the world will be in the future, which means we are creating the solutions to the problem and not just complaining about what is not, but we are creating what is. So for those who are not aware of the Push for Excellence program, better known as Push Excel, here's this program, which has been a hallmark of the Rainbow Push Coalition and shaping lives of many students over the decades. Pushing students to excel is the motto, and Push Excel offers scholarships, financial literacy, and basic economic programs. It offers computer science and technology instruction. It offers robotics, AR, and AI studies. It offers understanding forensics, oratory contests, which you may have seen. We've featured many of our orators on this show. Oratory and debating classes, performing arts, African American social studies curriculum, adult learning and training, college-bound tours, engineering concepts, professional teacher development, and workforce training. So Push Excel has a stellar board members that around the country are working in our institutions of learning to make a major difference and to prepare teachers to provide the kind of learning that gives students ethics and value that help them understand the responsibility that they have to reshape the world, to put in place those systems that will give opportunities to all human beings. And so we're going to talk to a few of those who have gathered here today to give them a chance to explain more about why this program is necessary and why it's important that we take responsibility for our children's education. As Reverend Jackson always says, nobody is going to save us from us, for us, but us. And so today's program is another chance for us to save ourselves, to raise up a generation of prepared leaders, and to look forward to the new world that is evolving and to shape it and not merely react to it. That is our responsibility. Are you part of this program here? Okay. Okay. Well, if you've got a moment, we're on our live radio TV show now, and I'd like to talk to one of the educators, if you've got a moment after you eat, whatever. Yeah, and there are a number of educators that are here for different organizations, and they are looking to learn something that they can teach. We realize that education is at a critical juncture right now. And we also realize that the system as it is not going to solve the problem. It's up to us to solve the problem. It's up to us to make a difference. It's up to us to create. And so we will be giving you a chance to see this curriculum as it unfolds and as it becomes a part of our future education. We're so excited that the people who are working on programs to present to our schools have chosen to be proactive in the process of sharing it. Too often we wait for someone to give us approval before we decide to act. And when we do that, we tend not to do anything because other people will not see the importance of what we're doing. Other people will not see it. We have to see the importance and we have to choose. So we are going to present what many educators will be able to use as a tool in the classroom and what parents will be able to use in the home. We are looking forward to changing the face of education, to change the attitude about education, and take it out of the hands of those who may not always have our best interest at heart, but have pigeonholed us into what could be a dead-end future. We need empowerment, which means a change of mind, a change of attitude, a change of heart. We need to create the opportunities that we desire. And as a result of our creating these opportunities, we will, in fact, find that we can change the world we live in. We can change the world we live in, and we can shape that world in a way we would like it to go. So our presenters will be starting in just a moment. And in a moment, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk to some of those who have gathered here, hoping to learn about this program and hoping to have something they can share. And you can give us a call, 515-605-9325. And press 1 when you're ready to speak. We will add your, open your microphone so that you can hear our response and we can hear your question. So during this particular meeting, there have been those who have been advocates for education, those who have been leaders in education, those who have been concerned parents that simply want to see something different, and they are concerned. During the pandemic, we know that many parents were thrust into the responsibility of handling the education of their children and were not technologically advanced enough to sometimes follow the demands that teachers made on them. So there was frustration on all sides. And in many cases, teachers and parents simply gave up. So now we know what we need to do is create a curriculum that all can use. We'll be right back after this quick break. We invite you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So stay with us.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have.
Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
And we are back here listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Angelique. And we are sitting in for our first Saturday host, Jana, who is off today. She's got to take care of some personal matters. And certainly health and well-being, we want to wish her well with that. We are here live at the Rainbow Push Coalition National Headquarters. We're Push for Excellence in conjunction with the virtual learning system presenting the curriculum, a curriculum that can be used for children. And we're so excited. And we're going to be bringing you this presentation live. And you can join us live on Facebook, YouTube, the Solution Global Radio and TV show. We'll be talking to the presenters to giving us a chance to take back control of our education system. and giving us a chance to learn more about the technology that is going to be prominent in our educational system. And so let's join them now as they present the curriculum. We're at 930 East 50th Street in Chicago. And of course, the presenters will give you a chance to find out how you can get involved in this curriculum. We're full of educators preparing to hear this very important presentation. So here we have.
We want to get started to give you an opportunity. We want those of you who are here today to preview what we believe is an outstanding virtual African American history curriculum. Our goal is to make sure that every school in the state of Illinois can have a curriculum that teaches African American history with a sense of inclusion, and we are confident that when you look at this curriculum, you will see things that you didn't know. You will see things that you did not receive as an adult. You may not have even been taught by them in school. We hope that teachers across the state will begin to use this curriculum between now and June 30th as a pilot program to see what we can do when we decide to have an inclusive curriculum for social studies in elementary school, for history, American history in high school. There's several parts of this curriculum. We've had a number of African American scholars review the curriculum. We've had persons from the African American Museum review our curriculum. So we want you to hear the presentation, and if you are a teacher or an administrator, community organizer of an after school program, a Saturday school program, we encourage you to consider trying this curriculum between now and June 30th. It's your program at your school, at your church. And so without further ado, I want to bring to you a young lady who has invested a number of years and great deal of personal resources to design a virtual African-American curriculum for use, not just in the state of Illinois, but just to kick it off in the state of Illinois. None other than Catherine Rivera, who is an award-winning television producer. She decided in her retirement season to invest in developing curriculum for students so that they can have a inclusive history. We have the people here with her who have tested the curriculum, and they will also share their responses.
Give her a round of applause. Thank you. My name is Kathy Rivera, and I'm the founder and president of Virtual Learning Systems, which is and we have been developing curriculum for the past 25 years. For major companies. And our company has over 2,500 8 to 12 curriculum and has been nationally awarded for its content and for its creativity and personal development. Comes with a lot of credentials. What I saw while we were creating 8 to 12 curriculum was the lack of diversity in our curriculum. K-12 project. And about six general history curriculum. So my husband and I took out on a mission of finding some of the top African American Christian writers, which are here in front of you, and they will introduce themselves. And what we came up with were seven African-American chapters that we think cover authentic, historically accurate, and genuine curriculum. The state has given us a grant to distribute free to every superintendent, principal, and teacher in our state, and we're very grateful for their help in getting this curriculum to you by early summer. And what we have done with Push Excel is offer the curriculum for their after school program and for their summer school program. And we want to offer it to any community, library, churches that will help get these kids off the street and understand the importance of how meaningful their culture is to everyone that's in the classroom. So let me introduce to you Dr. Dean Cantu, who heads up our curriculum writers team, and he will briefly tell you what his credentials are, just for all your comfort level.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm actually okay, we're going to do a little walkthrough here of the curriculum, but before we do that, we want to do some introductions here of members up here on the panel who are also part of the team as well that is bringing together designing curriculum that you've heard about in your church a moment ago. Again, I'll do a brief introduction to myself and I'll ask my colleagues to stick with one question here. I am Dean Pedro, the Dean of the College of Educational Sciences at the Valley at the Rice University. Here in Illinois, my background is in a former high school history and social studies teacher, and now of the second phase of my career, I've been at the university level, the universities teaching history as well as history education here. New middle school and high school teachers of history and social studies. I've written books on history education as well as on the integration of technology in the teaching and learning process as well. But I'm very fortunate, very blessed to have the team here that we put together here for the virtual learning social studies and the African American history series of units that we're putting together. The first one here you see is the early history of Africa. I think that we've completed. And in working in that capacity, I'm very fortunate here we get two history scholars that were part of that team in providing insight and information on that. Actually, also presented the entire outline for the series. But before we do that, I'm going to turn over to them to give a little bit of background on themselves and a little bit of the career. So let me start with Dr. Andrew.
Thank you. Again, my name is Dan Davis. I'm an associate professor of Africana Studies. Educational background, I have a doctorate in African Studies from Michigan State University, as well as a master's as well. I've been teaching this field now specifically for a little over 10 years, but I've been teaching higher education for about 15 years. I am Clint Winston III. I am the chair of the Social Sciences Department at
I think we've applied to that for 20 years now. And I also am a theater professional, so I have written a production called The Reconnecting of the German People, which is a 2-hour physical theater journey through our history, looking at really kind of how we got to where we are and some of the issues that we're dealing with. So this previous summer, I had the opportunity to teach this curriculum at an art in Berlin, man, from the Wilson Institute, facilitating this work and work with children on theater who also taught principles of this curriculum in addition to our production. So I'll share more about that experience, but very happy.
Okay, thank you all. So what we want to do is just, again, provide a little bit of insight here in terms of the curriculum that we have developed our coaching development. In the African American History series. The first one here, and again, this is where I had to follow my colleague, David and Williams, to provide a little bit of insight. And the first one that we developed is titled African American History and Early History of Africa. And we wanted to go back to that period and not start with 1619, but literally go back and provide that historical context for that foundation. And that's what you'll find with this unit is we've done just that, and you'll see here. But what we're going to do is kind of unpack the one on mid-20th century civil rights movement. So we'll look at a little bit more granular at that one we did here. But what we want to do here is, again, provide that basis and that foundation that goes back to Africa and the early history of Africa. So I'm going to turn it over to my colleague and provide a little bit of rationale for that and what we were trying to achieve and what we achieved relative to that.
Yeah, great. So I'll be brief. As an African-American historian, one of the issues that I find is getting institutions to start Black history or African-American history with slavery. And while slavery is obviously an important part of the history, it's a very relevant part of our more contemporary history in the country. It's important that we know the whole story. So I was asking about including what happened before slavery. One of the beliefs is that if you don't know what you want to learn, how can you ever aim to be that game? If all we've ever known were slaves, what can we hope to be beyond slaves, right? So going back to the beginning of humanity, actually, it may seem like a lot of time to suffer in one unit, but that's what we've got to do, right? So going back to the beginning, knowing that everyone starts in Africa, I think that's important for students to know. Talking about other kingdoms outside of just Egypt, also part of Black Africa, which many don't understand, but there's other great societies beyond Egypt that we'll talk about, right? From Ethiopia and Sudan. And then going into the West African dynasties, which are of particular importance to all of us African Americans today, 85.9% of us are from West Africa. So we should know about the kingdoms and the greatness and culture of the people that we were taken from directly, which led to us today. So I'm very happy to be able to, help with the inclusion of that section of the curriculum.
Thank you. Yeah. When we were designing our curriculum, we wanted to be able to develop a life skill that children need today to be able to work in the 21st century. So besides learning about the history, the culture, we have embedded life skills inside of each unit, each chapter, and the life skills that we have developed with this magnificent theme for you. We are encouraging reading, writing, and research. We're also developing the thinking and logistical and evaluation skills of our students. We are teaching them how to ask questions. We are teaching them how to conduct interviews. We are encouraging logistical and critical thinking as they learn their culture, as they learn their history. We are also teaching them how to uncover evidence and uncover information that will help them draw conclusions and advocate for positions taking informed action. While again, they're learning their culture and their history. We also encourage our students understand the financial and the economic outcomes based on their conclusion. So they they will understand how their conclusions affect their community, affect their state, affect their country. There is no right or wrong answer when they present their life skills to the teacher. We want to hear them think. We want to feel them think. And we want them, we want their answers to be recognized. Like I said, there's no right or wrong. We're very, very user-friendly. We've developed over 14 chapters, which have around 60 high school counting on the lesson plans that are available for the teachers. And once the teachers suggest a particular curriculum that they want to click on, and we have Dr. Chapters will show you how easy that is, they can use our curriculum for a week. They can use it for a whole semester. They can use it for a whole year. There's that much content. While our students are learning about their significant culture and all the contributions that African Americans have made globally, they are going to also receive the life skills that they need to be supported.
Okay. So again, what we've done here is put together and outline of those units that are part of the African American series that we are designing. Again, starting with the early history of Africa, and Professor Davis provided a rationale for why we began there. And then you'll see very quickly thereafter, the next one that we're going to be working on is focused on Atlantic slave trade and colonial slavery. And then you can see here the topics that we'll be examining. And then likewise, we move on chronologically. Instead of taking chronological timeline here, we go to page 9. So now we're basically in the middle latter part of the 18th century, everything from the American Revolution to the Constitutional Convention, the compromises therein, and then slave trade. So again, we're looking at it through that prism of African American history. The fight for freedom through the Civil War will comprise the focus of our Unit 4. And then we move on into the latter part of the 19th century in that post-war period reconstruction all the way through the turn of the 20th century. You can see the topic here that we focus on starting with reconstruction all the way through the early 20th century, including the Tulsa Massacre of 1921, Black intellectual tradition as well. And looking at, again, the manifestation of segregation in America, and you see here this idea of Plessy versus Ferguson, which is in the latter 1800s. And then we have the focus on the mid-20th century civil rights movement, which includes those topics that you see here. This is the unit here. We're going to take just a little moment and unpack the unit of insight in terms of the pedagogical strategies that we've employed, some of the teaching and learning activities that we have, and then most importantly as a foundation to that inquiry-based education is the primary source documents that we can ask our students to engage in as historians and do that at historical research, interpretation, analysis, and evaluation. And then as you see here, our Unit 7 is on what we're calling the 21st Century Civil Rights Movement. And some of the events that we're looking here, you can see that we articulated here as well. So that's basically the timeline here that we're using, that we will use to complete the series of units here. So let's take a look here at the, let's bring it up here. So we're going to look at the mid-20th century civil rights movement. This way you can get some idea here in terms of with the critical learning social studies, we always start off with an introduction that establishes a historical context. And in that regard, we have a student in a similar age to the student population that we're targeting with our units that does an introduction to the unit here. So I'll see here if we can, hoping the audio works here, we'll give it a try here. Thank you.
Each of the different lessons. And then again, one of the
of the other cornerstones here, what we try to do is find those primary source document sources that are online and integrate those into each of our lessons. So you'll see here, this is one that is the Library of Congress exhibit that was developed focusing on the groundwork support education decision 50 years later. And here you find a number of different items. Historical documents, primary source documents that are germane to the focus of the Brown versus the Board of Education decision. And these are textual based documents, original documents that students can examine, analyze, and evaluate and as part of each of the activities that we develop. Then we have units that focus on different aspects of each of the are less than the focus on each of the aspects of the unit. This one here is on the Montgomery Bus 45. You can see here a photograph here of Rosa Parks being fingerprinted and then another piece of evidence here in terms of where she sat on the bus. So we again, in our research, we find these primary documents that can be available for the teachers to use in their lessons. We provide that historical context here. We always start with a quote. This is one by Barack Obama where he talked about the significance of the importance of Rosa Parks in history. And then we provide additional information. And one of the things we try to do is to introduce those historical figures that sometimes are forgotten about in history. I think that was mentioned early on. One of those, of course, is Claudette Colvin, one of the individuals that did something very similar to Rosa Parks, actually before Rosa Parks, but was not elected to be the individual that would move forward in making the case for desegregation. But we tell her story. Again, a lot of times there's historical figures that sometimes we forgot about history. We tell her story. Likewise, the story of Emmett Till, we introduce in our lesson here as well. And you'll find once again, event here, we've got primary documents on these lessons. We did So the story of Emmett Till, we actually have oral history here from the Library of Congress of individuals. One of those is Reverend Parker, Mila Parker, who's there. She actually spoke recently a couple of years ago at the Illinois Medical Social Studies Conference, who was Emmett Till's cousin who recalled the incident. So we provide those resources here. If you listen to this here just for a moment. Primary source documents, oral history here of individuals that lived through these different events in our history. Take a little listen here. I'll skip ahead here. I think you can start. The mic is actually in our record part. So these primary source documents, these oral histories, these are powerful stories told by individuals that have lived through these experiences. And so what we've done in our units is to encourage them to make these available to the teachers so that they can integrate those into their lessons. We've got activities for them. We have those link sheets as well that they can use. One of the nice things is teachers can modify those to suit their own needs within their classrooms. This is intended to enhance the teaching and learning process by making all of these documents available to them. You'll find here another look here in the 24 desegregation. You can see here again, we have a similar format where we introduce the topic. That's the focus here. And then we follow the inquiry format here. And in this one here, again, what we do is we introduce to the students through another video what the focus is going to be on for those activities. So I'll play the students for a couple of seconds. D3,
framework, dimension one. Number one, before starting your investigation, remember the desegregation of the transportation and then the threat of night. Identify what you already know about segregation and civil rights, such as business and the freedom. Make sure that you school directly in the media or on television film. In addition, identify what you want or what you learn in your research and investigation. Number two, development.
So you can see that again, there's an introduction done by our student narrator. All the young students are going to be engaged in the activities. And one of the things you'll find on the agency here is we make available to the teachers a wealth of primary source documents all focused on the activity that we develop for the teachers to use with their students. So they have access to primary source documents that they can use within their classrooms. They have a teaching and learning activity that we develop for them. We provide them with other resources as well. The things, again, are focused on those things. So thinking, historical thinking that emphasizes the schools that are emphasized by actually by the Smithsonian, National Museum of African American History and Culture, things like change in continuity, historical context, comparison of perspective, cause and effect. And this one here is an example here where we have them go through and we have them do a compare and contrast with the sit-ins movement and the freedom rides as well. So those are all sort of illustrated and brought to life, if you will, in each of our units. We also have here, and I'm going to turn it over to Jack here just to talk about augmented reality. But we also have in our units a what we call augmented field trip. So this is information relevant to sites that are germane to the focus of the unit. So here's one, NPS, National Park Service, some of the Montgomery Summit. And so we allow people to go in and they can examine what's available on the websites relevant to each of those sites. And we actually have some activities that they can use along the way. There's other sites that we cite here are the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. Again, we have images for that, the National Civil Rights Museum and the Murray Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee, and then the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. So again, you bring those to life, so individuals, we want to transcend the classroom, we want to make available to them some of those resources that are in their backyard, some of those resources that they may go with their family to different locations, and they may have the opportunity to visit. So we bring that to life here as well. And then the last thing I want to point out is we have objectives and standards that we make available to the classroom teacher as well. So they can go in there and they've got their objectives that they can use, that they can modify to make their own. And then we also have some links to standards both at the national level as well as with the C3 framework as well as the state level standards. One of the things though that we are doing now, and Jack's going to talk a little bit about that, is we're also integrating augmented reality into the all the videos, all the speakers, computers, is all in one place.
long as you do it, and you want teacher answers to log in so we can keep track of the way to get that is we send out a PDF, and that PDF can go to superintendents, and then they can have teachers, and the teachers can send it up. They pull off a lot from there. There are two different sides, one for students and one for teachers. They're identical except for one. The teacher side has access to more resources that the teacher can do and within the teacher. So when you log in to the teacher, you use your email address, and that's what I'm one of the great things that we can do is to use technology in a way that can't be done. Like I said, we have resources, we have links that take you to any way you want to go. We also think that interactions that students can take part in. One of the things that's most exciting is the direction of augmented reality. For those who are not familiar with that, there's a difference between virtual reality and augmented virtual reality. You can see augmented reality is something you hear in front of you, it's not really there for the peers in this environment. I think I can show you an example.
What we're going to be doing going forward with each of our new curriculum that we will see on your table with the other 5 to 7 units that we will be creating, we're going to be adding a lot more visuals, augmented reality, more engaging, and empowering videos, and more visuals to keep the kids engaged, our students engaged. And again, one of the main things that we're going to be doing is creating each one of our units. We have completed a curriculum for the Indian nation called Jack in the Box, which is where Black Hawk originated, and we created this augmented reality where the Jack in the Box lived in bark houses, and they were kind of square houses made out of bark. And what Jack did was create the augmented reality where all you need is your iPad or your cell phone and a junior teacher who called up on the app, and they would be able to see the farm house right in front of them. Right in front of them, right on the keyboard, and the student and teacher will be able to go inside that farm house and experience how they live. Families live in this one room farm house, seeing the fire in the middle of the room. Buffalo skins on the walls, the pots on the floors where they had to cook and gather grain from, and the pump that they slept in this one bark house. So the student will be able to virtually augment the walk in itself as it's sitting right here on the floor. So the cat can call it up for it. Not so they get the teachers are enamored with this new technology that we're going to be creating for our And one of the things that Jack is working on right now, for our 1519 unit, we are creating an authentic PlayShip where the students will be able to walk into PlayShip and experience what it felt like being in the on the ocean or the beach. And they'll be able to feel that experience. We're not going to be focusing on any graphic of how horrible the conditions are, because we want to stay politically correct and not scare our students. But they are going to be able to show what it looks like and be on the relationship, and then we'll take the curriculum to that next step. So we'll be creating a number of more videos, more augmented reality, a lot more visuals to engage and excite and empower our students so that they want to continue to learn.
quickly, we were able to use a good portion of the introductory part of the curriculum for the students here at the summer. We had about 55 students who were here for a summer camp. And as we were doing our integrated portion of this, the students found the videos extremely helpful, particularly, I would say, two particular uses that, actually three, that I think are worth speaking to quickly. The early history of Africa, Mandabusa, and we ended up supplementing what we learned with the YouTube video with a rat battle between Mandabusa and Jeff Bezos, and who was wealthier and why that mattered. And YouTube Mandabusa, which I thought was very powerful, and they really related this stuff with them. The other thing that I would also throw out is that through the curriculum, we're able to do the small sort of virtual look at the African American history music. The two videos that have people speaking from there, people that not even going to the IAM in there. So we took those videos and we sort of looked at all the photos and pictures to kind of do what I think we're pushing to do, which is that it's augmented virtual reality. So it was very good for students to have that exposure to the history. Last but not least, I would say that we did an inspection on present Douglas. We, in our work, particularly, we used, once again, the video of our thoughts, and we were kind of piercing, so we used the heart to bring it to life. We discussed present Douglas and his history and did an assessment of the students on present Douglas' life. And the majority of students mastered the assessment in the past fully, with having exposure to the video and the activity of the video. So I think I have to say that this works, right? And this issue matters. And it matters not just in our community, it matters to the nation. You know, Black history is American history. And so I'm very excited about it, particularly because the last thing I will say is, particularly because we start prior to 1698, which I think 1698 is an extremely important thing for the history of the country, but to what was said earlier, critical that the Scott School became before that, and we were ourselves. Thank you.
And the very first unit that we created highlighted all the contributions that came out of Africa in our first experience as humans, and what the global contributions that are still in process today that came out in Africa. And so we're trying to instill a sense of all of our students because we want them to feel the respect that they deserve sitting next to students who live next to them that may not understand their culture and all the significance that they have contributed. So we want to develop that respect, authenticity, and prioritize exactly how important it is to understand all of our history.
From iTunes or Google Play, so students can download it to any device they have access to. problem or what's happening in the classroom, and then from there, it's up to our imaginations to imagine what can be done with this technology. I will show you an example, as I mentioned, of Native American bark house that you can walk into, walk around, as if you were physically in this. But imagine what you can do using models to apps on tables, animation, and things that you just can't get today when it comes to textbooks. So because we're on the electronic medium, interactive, opens up the universe basically of what we can teach when it comes to visualization of. So I apologize that we couldn't get it to work for you, but if you do want to stay for just a minute and see the visual, you can look at it, I'll be more than happy.
And again, you don't need goggles. This is not virtual reality. This is augmented reality, which means that you're going to appear right in front of you.
And the advantage to use the goggles of the computer is that the computer can't move and everything's in front of you. This allows you to do this anywhere. Backyard, your street, in your house, you can use this, you don't have to tie it down to and like we're just scratching the surface of the it'll be part of every unit, but you can download or go to your happy store and download the app.
And one of the things that we're going to be creating in augmented reality is the unit on Golden Park. We're looking at creating the park. So that the students can actually physically walk on the bus, experience where she's at, and how ridiculous it was for her to be a jet taken away from that seat when the bus itself was really very small. So she was kicked off the bus, arrested. So the students are going to be able to walk on that bus and see and feel what she went through. So those are a number of different many reality examples that we're going
to be developing in the rest of you. I really want you to see this. How many teachers do we have here? So one of the advantages of augmented reality is that I can move around. So I'm going to do it basically takes this through and allows me to put anything in this room that I want. We're going to build a bar.
Thank you.
walk around the whole thing, I could walk inside. And that's why I'm just reality. That's going to be coming up here.
And again, something
you
walk into, you'll see how they live, how they eat inside, how they family is up, and where it feels like to be in that one room with a family of 5, 6, 7, and the advantage that we take pride in is that the second foundation, which is in Oklahoma, is filled with the opportunities for their students and their ancestors, the students of the ancestors who lived in these farmhouses, what it felt like, their grandparents, their great-grandparents. So they get a real feel for the living conditions and the culture and how they cook and the traditions that they carry on.
Okay, it's time for questions here, so we'll open up the floor for any questions that you may have.
Question? I have a question. So this is available to actual children?
Yes.
Okay. Is anybody using it in a school just using their regular curriculum?
Yes.
Oh, yes, and then because of the grant that we received from the state, we are going to be distributing all of these units, which are over 14, and as we create more African-American units, there'll be something like between 20 and 25 units that will be available hopefully by the end of the year. But once the grant is in place, which we know it's working towards getting the funding to distribute by early June, all the 14 units that we have ready right now, including the first two African-American ones. And again, every teacher, every principal, every superintendent is going to receive this free as from a grant from the state. So you'll be able to use this in your classroom for a week, for a year, for a month. However long you decide you want to use it, because there's so much content, there's so much rich content, there's so many activities for the teachers and the students. There's so many resources at your fingertips. And like Jack said, we have embedded additional links that will help you realize how much more content there is out there at your fingertips. So it is already free to every principal, superintendent, and teacher in the state. And like Jack said, it's going to be very easily accessed. It's very user-friendly. The only professional development you need is a video at the beginning of when you log in, you'll see a teacher walk you through, and it's a 10-minute video. Here's that log in to be able to use our curriculum.
So what we would like to do is really invite teachers to come at the elementary and high school level to come and really walk through the curriculum in its entirety up in the technology lab, so we don't have to self project on the screen. It'll be just like it is in the classroom. And then you can see how it works. And we have our tech team here, Bernard Key and Jerome Fishman, who will help you tell what you need in your classroom to make it most usable for you, or in the church, or in your after school organizational program. One of the things I'm not going to say all day here today, being held to direct back.
Yes.
Then they drove all night through the storm to get here, so I want you to give them a round. So I want you to make sure that your name is on the list. So when you invite them, I need to know what school you represent or what organization you think you might want to test this curriculum in. And then we want to get some feedback once you have used it for a month. We want to get your feedback. What did you like to see? What kind of challenges did your students have? What kind of challenges did you as an instructor have? What other resources do you need to be more effective? So this is the time we want to ask you to test it. How many of you want to agree to test it? We have the fingers. Yes.
Okay. I represent an organization in New York. I wasn't a person, but I'm here. thank you for the book they gave. There's actually a whole network of principles that I'd love to be able to talk to them about that and bring it to them.
Yes. Can this be incorporated into some of the homeschooling curriculum?
Yes.
The curriculum is very adaptable, as I was being discussed earlier. So, both with respect to the lessons that are embedded within the units and also the activities within each of those lessons. You as a teacher have the ability, yes, a certain degree of autonomy, to determine which of those activities you want to do as a teacher lesson based on the student education grade level that you teach. And you also, I think Dr. Williams talked about as well, you also have the ability to bring in other resources as well to supplement what's there. So I think that's one of the pillars of the curriculum itself, is the adaptability, both at the macro as well as at the micro level. So absolutely, it would be something that can across the grade spectrum and in different types of school settings as well.
What would be guidance for principals to be able to hold easily accessible? All the lesson plans and all the activities and standards and objectives are all aligned with what pops up right in front of you and for GPS.
So GPS says, if this curriculum design is all of those to be input in.
Yes, we are here live at the Rainbow Push School. Here. And this is a fantastic program to give. This is a fantastic program to give students an opportunity to experience the reality of history virtually. And these learning systems are innovative in giving students a real feel of what happened by giving them a chance to live virtually, and particularly the African-American history curriculum that approaches history from a wider standpoint and looks at the history of humanity, which it truly is what African history is about. It's the history of humanity. So we're going to take a quick break And when we come back, we'll see if we can talk to the founder briefly and get more insight in the technology that goes into virtual learning systems and what are some of the ways that we can use this to really bring the past to the present. We're excited that there is more that we've seen in some of our science fiction films than the holodeck and other kinds of virtual reality now coming to life in a real way and giving us a real look at what life was like back in the day. And if you are listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more live here at Rainbow Push, where we have just seen a bit of the virtual learning system with the curriculum. We'll be right back after this quick break, so we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment, so stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these voices of enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
And we are back on air. We are back live here at the Rainbow Push Coalition National Headquarters at 930 East 50th Street. We just heard a fabulous presentation. It's been an opportunity to take a look at education in the future and to see what it's like to live in certain societies back in the day. And this is some wonderful technology which gives us a chance to introduce history in a very visceral way, a very powerful and tangible way, so that our students understand more. And we're going to see if we can talk to one of the, pardon me, hi. We are actually, we've been live on our radio TV show for the last couple of, of course, the presentation. So we want to give our listeners and viewers a chance to hear more about this technology and the creating of this virtual reality. It's quite fascinating. But one of the things that we're seeing is that this could really revolutionize education.
Yes, most definitely. Yes.
So what skills, someone did want to take this to perhaps
take this to a homeschool, and many parents were challenged during COVID to know that they weren't able to operate their computers, but what basic skills would they need to have if they wanted to pull this out of their own computer?
Sure. Well, one of the great things about it is that all it is a website. So all you need is an internet connection. And once you have that, you basically have the entire curriculum available to you. So there's no downloading of apps or things that you need in order to actually utilize the system. We do require everybody to have an account when they log in, and that's just so that we can keep track of who's using it, where they're using it from, what school district they're from, and that just allows us, because the state requires us to maintain a database of how many people are actually using this, because they want to see if they want to keep funding it. So it's important that we show numbers of people actually using it. So the more people that can use it off the bat, they'll say, okay, well, this is something wireless. So they're going to as far as the augmented reality goes, you don't need anything. You don't need a big computer. You don't need headsets. You don't invest in anything. All you do is you download the augmented reality app onto your iPhone or your Google phone, Samsung, whatever you have, or a tablet, and then you have it. And you can use it. And I don't know if you were able to see the demonstration of the log house that we did, but basically this opens the door to any historical object in front of students, so that they can actually feel as though it's right there with them. And they can walk around it, they can experience it, what it was like. One of the things we're thinking of doing is, for instance, the bus, you know, to have the Rosa Parks bus, you know, augmented reality, so students can actually walk around it like it's inside their home or inside their gym or parking lot. It actually can make it life-size, and they can actually walk around in it. So imagine what that would be like for students that don't have the ability to actually go to the point and see it. They can actually have it with them, and it's free. So that's the incredible part about it.
Now, you say it's something you can download the app on your phone. Is it also a thing you can see on your phone? Like, can that be the screen that you
use? That is the screen you use on your phone. So actually, as you're watching it on your phone, you're actually seeing the room that you're in, but it's actually inside the room that you're in. So it's pretty amazing technology. And like I said, we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg.
Wow. Now I understand, of course, the history of mankind and all of that. It's part of the curriculum. So things like, say, the pyramids, you know, and those kind of things, is that also some of the things you've been able to recreate?
Yeah, well, a pyramid would be huge if we had to do that. But we have done things where if you go outside, for instance, we did an African-American study on early immigration. We did the Statue of Liberty. We made it outside. You have to be outside to actually see that. So it actually appears as if it's right there in the parking lot, you know. So you could just get a sense of scale.
I don't know if you're a Star Trek fan. Are you aware of, like, the holodeck? Is it getting to that
level? Yeah,
getting
to that. Yeah, we're actually already.
Well, thank you so much. Now, give me your name again. And
my name is Jack Lee. I'm the creative and technical director of the Virtual Learning Systems, who's doing all of this in a role for the state of Illinois into the education.
Now, so are you the tech person that actually
created this? So I designed it, and I have a team of people. Actually, I don't do all of the programming. I have my team that does all the programming for the augmented reality and for the actual lesson. But the great thing is that we put it all in one place, so the students don't have to go to different places to go look for all of the curriculum and the resources all in one place. And that's the beauty of having electronic lessons.
Wow. So now, with this kind of curriculum, is there a grading system, or is it just a matter of learning?
There's no grading. There's no right or wrong answer. The whole point of this is having students engage and communicate and discuss the history and ask questions amongst themselves and the teachers. And there's no grading. There's no right or wrong. It's just a matter of open discussion, open learning with visuals and things that they can use in their school.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all you've done. So
thank you.
Move education into the next century.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, here we are. We're in the time of the business. Education has evolved, and it's necessary for us to prepare our students for the world they are entering in a way that would provide them a vision, not only of what has been, but what can be. So we certainly are pleased that we have connections with a number of education institutions, as well as a that see if we can perhaps talk to one of the curriculum providers that is prepared to add so much more to the
everywhere from Macari because one of his hip-hop books, The Chapel Franklin, stuff with John Henry Clark, you know, just speaking on and on and on and on. Articles. I've most recently edited my own textbook for African-American history. That'll be, it's actually going to be used in colleges in the fall. But it'll be available for widespread purchase consumption next year. So, yeah, we just completed it. So, you know, I'm trying to create my own textbook, right? Taking some of the pieces I like and, you know, shaping it the way I like to do it. It's just ever-evolving.
Yes. Now, give us your name again and your particular.
Yeah, everybody wasn't here, right? Again, Daniel Davis, Associate Professor of Africana Studies, graduate degrees, doctorate, master's degree from Michigan State University, published in hip-hop, published in education, educational history, published about African-Americans in sports. So I'm kind of everywhere with those things. And again, most recently edited a textbook on African-American history for a college.
Wow. We'll be talking very soon.
Good. I hope so.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations
thank
on
you.
All your
I appreciate
excellent.
It. Thank you. Thank you for talking to me.
All right. Yes. Well, you can listen to and watching the Breakthrough TV show live here at Rainbow Push. Education. Before you go, we got about 1 minute. We got about 2 minutes left in our live radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, and I'm so impressed.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Work that you are doing.
Well, thank you.
And so this, of course, the founder and president of this wonderful company we've been watching, virtual education.
Mm-hmm. Virtual learning.
Virtual
mm-hmm.
learning system. And definitely a wave of the future. So what is your vision for where this is going to go in terms of how it will impact the future of education?
Oh, well, one of the things that we know students need of all colors, but mostly underserved students, is the opportunity to get into college, develop a career, and have some civic responsibility while we are preparing them for the 21st century workforce. So in our curriculum, in all the curriculum that we have developed, including our African-American curriculum, is tools that students need in order to succeed in the workforce, like think, be able to think, solve a problem, be able to read, research, write, get informed, and create a critical thinking opportunity so that they can solve problems in their community, in their state, or even in the country. So we are developing all the inquiry-based skills that they need through our curriculum, whether it's African-American or Hispanic or American Indian curriculum. We give them all the research and writing and creative skills that they need in order to succeed while they are learning about their culture. I come from a blended family, and my grandson, who is Caucasian, white, and I have two other grandchildren who are absolutely gorgeous. And they're African-American. And Aiden went to school in September and sat next to a little white boy. And the little white boy said, "You're really ugly."
Wow.
And Aiden was, and he's 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
"What do you mean?" He goes, "Because you're black."
Oh.
Well, needless to say, we all jumped on that school.
Oh, wow.
And so we found out who the parents were. And his mother went to that little boy's house and explained why he felt he was ugly. Now, my grandchildren are some of the most beautiful children you ever want to see. And to be able, for Aiden at 8 years old, to be called ugly because his skin is a little bit darker than Nicholas's broke my heart.
Wow.
So, so what is this little white lady doing about developing African-American curriculum? Is because I care. I'm passionate I want to make change, and I think starting in the classroom is the beginning. And learning about your culture, about our culture, and all the contributions that we've all made to create this melting pot. So I want to get this in every classroom in the state. We got a grant from the state to do that, and we're going to be developing more African-American, more Hispanic, more Asian-American curriculum, which is what I'm thrilled about. And I'm supposed to be retired.
Wow.
But how can you refuse Reverend Jackson?
You can't say no.
So we're working together to make it happen.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on all your
aren't
success.
You sweet? Well, thank you so very much. You're so pretty.
Well, you have been listening to the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Ryan Lucy, and we've been live here at the Rainbow National Headquarters, where you have seen a fantastic curriculum, and this is the wave of the future. So we're looking forward to teaching and learning virtually. I'm Naima Latif, and join us again tomorrow. We'll be back with Soul Purpose Healing with Beata, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Until then, continue to shine your light.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaban. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.